Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
Hi, Aya, how are you? My zip code is 60411.
Thank you, and your name?
My name is Dominique Cross.
To make sure I'm accessing the correct account, please verify the address.
22137 Yates Avenue, Sauk Village, 60411.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Keto Ascend and Cleanse. I show the trial program expired on the 6th. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I was calling to cancel the membership and have those refunded. I was not aware of the trial program that was going on.
Well, I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. The trial program was actually agreed to upon sign up, so I do apologize for any misunderstanding that's occurred. I show it expired yesterday, so at this time those charges are considered valid. May I ask why you're not wanting to continue?
Ma'am, I was not aware of any type of trial in this situation. And how long have I had the pills in regards to you guys taking out of my account? I see there's a $92.90 fee, and then there's one for $91.89. I wish to have those reversed and the membership canceled, because at this time I did not know that there was a membership required to order, because I would not have ordered them.
I do understand.
That was not disclosed to me at all. The trial notice was not disclosed. It was not anywhere on there because I read it thoroughly.
And I sincerely apologize, but you did have to check a box that states you're 18 or older and that you read, accepted, and understood those terms and conditions prior to getting to the card payment page. So I do sincerely apologize. It was disclosed before you could process a payment or input it. Your 14-day trial did expire on the 6th, and it started on the 18th. That is the reason those charges are valid. If you need more time, because they are designed to burn fat and get them out of your system faster, I can place your account on a 60-day hold.
No, thank you, ma'am. I would like to go ahead and refund the charges because I do not have them. You guys have interfered with my rent, and I'm already having issues with my landlord as of this point. You guys have taken $200 out of what I sent him for me and my kids to stay in this house. So when I saw the hit, I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? I did not authorize them taking any extra money out of my account.
Unfortunately,
so I cannot do any type of trial. Mm-hmm. Who can I speak to that can help me with this? Because you don't understand, I'm about to cry because you're going to put me and my kids at risk of being put out for taking this $200 that I did not authorize you guys to do. And I do not want the kids. I don't want anything of that sort. I would like my money refunded into my account.
I do understand, but at this time, those charges are considered valid. I could offer a 35% discount off of all future shipments.
No, thank you, ma'am. Can I speak to someone that can help me with this, as far as anybody in corporate, anybody that has to do with the program that can assist me? That's above the authority that you can do, because you said you cannot do it correctly. So can I speak to, I have a number for someone that can help me, because we are already in a bind with the COVID. I cannot risk me and my kids at this point with my landlord, because we have been going back and forth through a situation, honestly.
Please,
so who can I speak to that has the authority? I did not authorize them to take this money out of my account, period.
Please continue holding. I appreciate your patience. Please continue. All righty, and I'm transferring you now, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and please hold.
9 and 1 8. before. So we got to solve for that. So we're subtracting mix